To New York now, where the city's taxi drivers union is mourning what it says is the sixth suicide by one of its drivers in recent months. Abdul Salah, a 59-year-old immigrant from Yemen, was found dead in his rented Brooklyn room on Friday in what the taxi union dubbed a death from financial desperation. Salah was short on the lease for his cab. Many taxi drivers have been struggling financially because of the growth of ride apps like Uber and Lyft. Joining me now for more is Bharavi Desai. She's a founding member and spokeswoman for the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Bharavi, I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
What can you tell us about Abdul Salah? He'd been driving a cab for decades, sending money back home. What else do you know about him?
Well, we know that, you know, he had a really strong community of drivers, and he'd been driving for 30-plus years. He worked mostly the airports and the hotel lines, you know, two locations where there have just been fewer and fewer fares, particularly at the airports where, you know, drivers once upon a time could count on out-of-town fares where, you know, you'd make a pretty good living from those. All of those fares are, you know, they're now reducing, or passengers are just haggling to lower those rates of fare. So it's just been really hard for people to earn a living.
There have been so many taxi driver suicides in New York in the past 6 months. What is it that you're able to offer your members, your drivers, as a way of support, by means of supporting them?
Well, one, I just want to say, you know, it's a real race to the bottom across this industry. New York City has the largest taxi and for-hire vehicle industry in the country. We have four different sectors, and we've now seen suicides by drivers from three of these sectors. You know, we've been offering both mental health services, but also financial services to help with evictions and foreclosures and bankruptcies. But the main thing we've been doing is we've been fighting on the streets. We've been calling for regulation because this economic crisis is a result of political failure. It's a result of the city not regulating companies like Uber and Lyft, who have a destructive anti-worker business model that's destroying not only taxi and livery and black car drivers, but also has left Uber drivers themselves in poverty. So we're calling for change through regulation.
How are those negotiations, the talks going with New York City Hall? Are they even talking to you?
Well, it has just felt too slow. I mean, there's an urgency here. Drivers need to know that the city council and the mayor are going to step up. 3 years ago when they tried, Uber spent close to $10 million in attack ads. And so, you know, and they do this across the country, which leaves a lot of elected officials reluctant, scared, or simply bought off. But I think this time there's a momentum. We feel that there's, you know, there's consciousness and there's community support. We started a protest outside City Hall just yesterday. I can't tell you the number of New Yorkers and tourists who stood with us at the protest line. We know that the people have our back and change will come. And we are getting that message out to the drivers in New York City and really across this country. You have to fight. You have to fight on the streets in order to get change inside City Hall.
Bharavi Desai is the founding member and spokeswoman for the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Bharavi, thank you.
Thank you.